to go to church, to go to another church and kind of check things out. And this Sunday just didn't work out. Alyssa had a lifeguarding thing, and there's some other family things going on. And I was driving home from dropping her off feeling very guilty. Now, Stephanie and I watched not one, but two Andy Stanley sermons. So you just got one, so we did pretty good. But I was driving home, and I was feeling a little guilty, and God really stirred my heart. And a lot of this morning, it'll be really short, comes from that. And I passed by some people. Some were walking dogs, some were running, some were socializing, some were going into shopping centers. And God really filled my heart up, not just for others who don't know Jesus, but to really dig down again and try and rediscover, why do we do church? Why do we bother coming on a Sunday morning? Kids, some of you getting ready this morning, bathing, showering, getting on some decent clothes, being told you can't bring that toy, all that stuff, you might ask, you know, why do we bother doing this? Why do we bother doing this? Because honestly, part of me thinks that if I was just given the choice, my natural self, my flesh, like I'd much rather sleep in. I wouldn't rather go shopping, but I could go shopping, you know, play some sports or socialize. And that's the reality. There is something more to meeting. So why do we meet on Sunday mornings? We meet to worship. Yes, it's primarily for God. Agreed? Yeah, it's primarily for God. But we also meet to get some teaching. We have Sunday school. We have different things for different ages. We can come up with all sorts of different reasons this morning. But I just want to share one verse from Hebrews chapter 10. We'll put it up on the screen there, if you can, Rob, a couple slides in. A couple more. And one more. There we go. Hebrews 10, 23 to 25 says this. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways we can motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that we see the day of his return drawing near. Up here, I've got a couple things. I've got, someone's keys. Maybe I'll keep those. They're not mine. I'll tuck them away. We've got dog leash. We've got some sports equipment, all sorts of stuff. And over here, we have some shopping things. This isn't necessarily the best or the only stores, but it was the bags that I had at home. What about shopping would draw us? Now, listen, I'm not preaching a sermon against Sunday, you know, working on Sunday or playing sports on Sunday or shopping on Sunday or doing other things on Sunday. This isn't that sermon. Okay, I could preach that sermon. I don't think it's a great idea to always book your sports or shopping or socializing or sleeping in on a Sunday morning, because I think there's something better. I think we do need to keep our Sabbath, absolutely, but this is not that sermon. So what would make us come here and do this? And kids, think of this too, right? What would make us come here and do this instead of shopping, instead of going out over to the new Premier outlet down by Mississauga, right? Why would we do this? Now, it's interesting because verse 23, if you go to the verses there, Rob, verse 23 says this, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Shopping, whether you're on YouTube and you see those ever annoying ads, or TV, or wherever you go, billboard signs, buses, magazines, everywhere you look, there's advertising. All shopping, all advertising has hope and a promise. What's the hope? The hope is that the new iOS will be better. And if I get a new computer or if I get a new thing, a new pair of shoes, new clothing, new toys, the hope is it will satisfy me. And the promise is that it's better than what happened before. Oh, dear. It's the promise is that it's better than before. But what does this say? We hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. What's the hope we affirm? What's our hope? Our hope as believers is this, that everything we read in the Bible, everything we'll discover moving through the story is true. Our hope is that Jesus is coming back. And the promise is that God has kept his promises already. There are so many bits of prophecy and promise in the Bible already that he's already fulfilled. And God keeps his promises. And so God says, not only do I give you hope, because we're a people with hope, we don't live as those without hope, we have hope, but he also gives us a promise. And it's interesting what's tied to this. Second part, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together. The two go hand in hand. Shopping promises hope and a promise. But what about sports and socializing and things like that? Well, it really ties into the second part. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good service, good works. Why do we play sports? Why do we socialize? Why do we do these things? Because first of all, we want motivation, right? Working out, playing sports, that's good. We need to take care of our bodies, right? There's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy. And sports teams, gatherings, clubs, things you do, whether it's stuff from clogging to running to baseball teams, all of that stuff provides some social stuff. So what is it about gathering here that overrides this stuff? Why would we do this? And it says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to love and good works. Isn't that interesting? It says, let's be creative. Let's be creative with how we gather so it doesn't get boring. That's the reason we're going through the story. Did you know that? Yes, it's biblical knowledge. Yes, we're going to learn the story. But we're thinking of creative ways together for your whole family to go through the same thing. So that why? So we can motivate one another to love and good works, and don't give up meeting together. So why do we gather on a Sunday morning? We gather to do some singing. Yes, you do some worship, but guess what? You can worship on your own. You can worship on your own. Absolutely. Some of the deepest times I've ever had worshiping, whether it be through music or serving or just connecting with God, are outside or on a walk or by myself. I can worship without you. I don't need you to worship. You don't need me to worship. Teaching. We gather to teach, right? We have Sunday school and sermons. You don't need that. You can study God's word on your own, can't you? But what happens when we come here? What happens when we come here is that word motivate. Kids, I'm going to call you up here, okay, and we're done. Okay, we're done with this. Kids, come on up. Grade 1 and under, I'm going to call you up, and then we're going to dismiss. And I'll dismiss everyone in a minute. But grade 1 and under, come on over here. I know you're used to over there. Sit up along here. Sit up. Come on over this way. So grade 1 and under, come on up. Grab a seat right here. Sit right here, right here, right here. Okay? Come on over, guys. Grab a seat. I'm going to do some things this morning, and I want you to tell me what you think about me after I do them. Okay? All right? I'm going to do some things this morning, and I want you guys to tell me what you think about me after I do them. Okay? So the verse that we were reading says, let's motivate each other to love and to do some good things. And don't give up coming to church as others have done. There's got to be something about coming to church that's more than just feeling good or God saying, hey, good job. It's a lot deeper than this. So I'm going to get my good friends, Andrew, Dave, and Ryan to come up here. They don't know I'm doing this, but I am. Here, touch the end of that. What's that feel like? You want to touch that? What's that? Is that soft? No? What is it? It's pokey? Is it sharp? Is that sharp? Do you want to try? Not too hard, because then you'll bleed. All right? Is it? You want to touch? You want to touch? You want to touch? No? You don't want to touch? Anybody brave enough to touch? Okay, go ahead. I won't come towards you, because that would hurt. Anybody else want to touch it? Just touch the end. Touch the tip. Or grab the side. Either way. Okay? You want to try? You want to try? Poke it. So it's sharp, isn't it? Okay, what would you think of me if I did this to you? Okay, three guys, get up. All right? If I did this, turn around. Turn around. That way. Turn around that way. I want you to walk. I want you to walk. Could you walk? Go that way. I want you to walk. I want you to walk. Walk. Does that hurt? Do you guys like me? No. No. Have a seat. If I did that to you guys, if I poked you in the back and said, I want you to walk. I want you to walk. I want you to do this. Would you like me? No, no, no. That word motivate, let's meet together to motivate. One way we translate it is spur. And since I'm not a cowboy and I don't have spurs, you ever seen those spiky things that kick into horses to make them go? That's why we meet. We meet to spur each other on. What if I did this to you? I want to play with your toys. Can I play with your toys? Let me play with your toys. Can I play with your toys? What about you? Give me some candy. Can I bug you? No. Does anyone have candy or toys? Anyone? You have candy. Can I have your candy? Can I have your candy? Can I have your candy? Can I have your choice? Can I have your candy? Can I have your candy? Can I have your choice? No. How am I acting? I mean, what else? Do you like me or do you find me annoying? Totally annoying. Absolutely. That word motivate, let's get together on Sundays to motivate each other. It's also translated annoying. Isn't that interesting? We meet together to annoy each other. I'm going to do one more thing. Okay, one more thing. And you need to listen carefully, okay? So I'm going to put this up to my microphone. You ready? Listening? Do you like that? Your parents, do you know what that is? That's nails and chalk on a chalkboard. Okay, Okay, let's stop that because I can't handle that. What about this? Okay, listen to this. Oh. Who wants me to stop? Me? What does that make you want to do? Tackle me, take my phone and step on it, for goodness sakes. You know, another way we translate that word, motivate, is to provoke. So do you know why we meet together on Sundays, guys, for Sunday school and for church and worship? Yeah, it's to learn teaching, yes. It's also to, you know, worship God. But the main thing, one of the main things that this writer says, listen, this is really important. We meet together because we're supposed to annoy, irritate, and provoke each other to do what? To love. We're supposed to annoy and provoke and irritate each other to do good things. If you never came to church, we would forget quickly that we need to love each other because you wouldn't have anyone to get in your face and say, you need to be more loving. Here's what the Bible says. Here's how to apply it. If we stopped coming to church, we wouldn't have anyone to say, here's some good things that God has for you to do. You know, each one of you is unique. I'm called to do some things that you're not called to do. But you guys, each one of you, God has stuff for you to do that only you can do. I can't do it. Only you can do it. And if we don't come to church, sometimes we're going to forget that. And you guys are ready to say, I'm done with all your talking. Get me downstairs. So I'm going to pray for you in a minute. Can I take 30 seconds to talk to your parents? I'm not waiting for your permission, but just so you know. Okay, parents, I need at least one parental unit. I don't know what other way to say that, to go downstairs with your kids, age birth all the way through grade 6. Downstairs along the wall, there are workstations, there are laptops. You can sign your kids in digitally and register them once we have their information. Next year, you just have to sign a paper printed copy we'll have all ready for you. We're trying to save you some time. But if you haven't done that, we need you to do that today. Also, if you did this last year, go first and check out the table with the printed ones on paper, and you simply need to confirm the information and fill it out. We do this because we love your kids and we want to care for them the best we can. We want to know emergency contact stuff, who can sign them in, sign them out, and if they have allergies. So I'm going to pray for you, and then you guys and your parents, everyone up to grade 6, you can go through whatever doors you want today, it doesn't matter, and let's fold our hands so we're not poking people, especially with the pokers, and let's close our eyes. Ready? You ready? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these kids, for our teachers, for our helpers. Thank you for church. Thank you that we don't come to a program, God, but we come to people who motivate us and irritate us and provoke us to love you and love others and to do the good works. Father, help us as we meet to not forget the good stuff you've got for each one of these unique children, and may they understand your word and your gospel in ways they can understand this morning. Thank you so much for them. They're so awesome. And we pray for great things downstairs. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay, you guys can head downstairs. Parents, head down as well. And I'm going to call our worship team up. For the few who are left as parents are signing in, we're going to take some time this morning to have some extended musical worship.
Okay, we're going to get you lively, get you standing on your feet, and we're going to worship some more. What to say, Lord, it's you gave me life and I can't explain just how much you mean to me now that you have saved me, Lord. I give all that I am to you that every day I can be a light that shines your name. Every day, Lord, I'll learn to stand upon your word and I pray that I might come to know you more, that you will guide me in every single step I take, that every day I can be a light into your world. Every day it's you